7 years captured in 3 minutes, a lot of cool things taking place, and man, we're just here to celebrate today. So welcome to Kairos on our 7 year kind of anniversary. Actually, we were supposed to celebrate last year or last week, but a hurricane came. And interestingly enough, that's what happened when we went to launch the church, and it postponed our launch by a month. So I thought that was kind of funny in a way. Not really funny, but interesting. Thanks, Milton. Anyway, we're still here and we're still celebrating. At the beginning of this year, I talked about, you know, having a word or a couple of words. And one of mine for this year was inspection. To begin inspecting some of the things that we're doing and making sure that what we're doing and what we're going after is really reaching people, impacting people. And we wanted to have a year of intention. And as I began to inspect certain things, I realized some things that were lacking and that were missing and that we had to really begin to make some changes in order to operate in a way that we could better equip you to become disciples of Jesus. And so what I want to do today is I want to take some time to kind of share about some of the ways in which we are going to begin doing that. We've begun to implement a few of these things, but at the end of the day, we desire to disciple you. We desire to help you embrace Jesus, to become more like Jesus, and to help other people find Jesus in their life as well. So for the last 7 years, there has been one thing that has been at the core of who Kairos is. Does anyone know what that might be? And I'm not giving you any context. It's just one thing we talk about, one thing that we focus on. Who said it? Moments. Moments. It is. It's moments. We're all about moments. Even our word is about moments. It's about embracing moments, but more specifically, embracing Jesus in every moment. And that's what Kairos is about, embracing every moment with Jesus, helping you embrace Jesus in every moment of your life, not just here on Sunday or on Wednesday, but man, every day, every waking hour, and we embrace Jesus in our lives. That is who God called Kairos Church to be, a church family that continually embraces Jesus in every moment, whether it's here through worship, serving, giving, engaging in community, or in your home, or in your workplace, or at school, or out in the community. See, at the end of the day, when we involve Jesus in our moments, no matter what's taking place, whether it's good, whether it's bad, our moments are better because of him. And we wholeheartedly believe that when he's at the focus, when he's at the center, when we involve him, our moments will be better. Now, embracing Jesus, getting closer to Jesus, this isn't anything new. It's not really innovative. Really what we've done is we've looked at Jesus' life, we look at what he did, we looked at what he called his disciples to do, and what he called us to live out and commanded us to do. And we've been just diving into that. And so what Jesus did is he instructed us as Jesus followers, as a church, to live out three foundational values found in the Great Commandment and the Great Commission. I want to give those to you. The greatest commandments found in Matthew 22, 36 through 40. It says this, "Teacher, which command in the law is the greatest?" Jesus said to him, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. This is the greatest and most important command. The second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and prophets depend on these two commands." And then we get to Matthew 28. I'm going to read 18 through 20. The Great Commission. "Then Jesus came near and said to them, 'All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe everything I've commanded you. And remember, I'm with you always to the end of the age.'" And so do you see the three values within these two passages of Scripture? Jesus says, love God, love others, make disciples. Very clear, very distinct. Love God, love others, make disciples. That's what our call is. And so what we've done is we've turned these three biblical values into what we call Kairos moments, three Kairos moments. And I want to unpack those a little bit. So we're going to love God. And what that means is that we're going to embrace Jesus. We're going to have these moments with God where we embrace Jesus, what I've just been talking about. We embrace him in every moment. And that's so important. That's so just vital to who we are as Jesus followers, that we embrace him. But then we're called to also love others. And this is where we make moments for others. We talk about being moment makers, right? And we talk about engaging those who have not yet come to know Jesus. And so we make moments for others. But then we're called to make disciples as well. And so what that means is that we have moments with others. And this is one of our core values, where we challenge each other. We equip one another. We're never going to lose sight of equipping one another, of drawing closer to Jesus Christ, of holding each other accountable. And so this is it. Let me just keep kind of unpacking these a little bit. So we talk about loving God, and there's these moments with God, and we're embracing Jesus. What I'm calling these is upward moments, right? We're focusing our lives on our relationship with him. And if that's not there, if we're skipping all of that, we're gonna not do well in the other two parts. We're gonna fail in other areas of our life. We gotta make sure that our upward relationship with him is intact, and that we're focusing on that and making sure that we're doing everything we can. And so at Kairos, we have you guys, we encourage you to attend worship experiences. And as you attend on a Sunday, you get to experience God and an understanding of God, and it helps you deepen your relationship with God. And so we create these experiences for you so you can leave and continue to embrace God in every moment during the week, that you continue to find God and focus on that upward relationship with God. So we embrace moments, we love God, and we embrace Jesus. Making disciples, again, moments with others. This is an equipping one another, and this is what I'm calling an inward focus. And we focus really on those who God has brought into our church, has begun to believe in and follow Jesus, and we help them understand the foundational beliefs, the doctrinal beliefs about who Jesus is, about who he calls them to be, and we equip one another to be Jesus followers, to go out into the world to help other people come to know him. And so how do we do this? Yes, we can do it on a Sunday. We can gather, but that's only one portion of it. And so we talk about, you know, having you attend these crews and classes that we have set up. And as we attend those things, guess what it does? It develops our faith, and it helps us help others develop their faith. And so we provide opportunities for you to grow in your faith so that you can go out and confidently share the gospel with others. And the last portion of it is love your neighbor. These are moments for others, where we engage the not yets, where we are outwardly focused, where it's not just about us. We've taken time to embrace God, we've taken time to be equipped, and now we're taking what we've learned and how we've grown, and we're giving it back, and we're serving, and we're growing. And we call everyone, every volunteer here, a moment maker. If you serve in any capacity, you're a moment maker. But it's not just about being a moment maker here at church. That can't be about all that it is. No, it's about going out and being a moment maker where God has given you a ministry in your workplace, in your home, in your community, being a moment maker. We want to make sure that you go out to be the hands and feet to serve as Jesus did and to share about the gospel with others. So the foundation of everything that we've done over the last 7 years and everything we're striving to continue to do is found in these three moments. For 7 years, we've been striving to do this every week. And man, we want to continue to stay laser focused on that so that we can equip you to have moments with God, to have moments with others, and challenge, encourage you to make moments for others. And guess what? It will require your time. It will require you to have discipline. It will require you to hunger and thirst for righteousness, to be more like Jesus. It will require self-sacrifice, but it'll all be worth it. Because at the end of it, guess what? We'll become more like Jesus. And that's what our desire is. As we embrace him more, as we get to know him more, as we help others do the same, equipping one another, and then we go and share, we become more like him. And so what we're doing, and what I've recognized, and I shared a few months ago about just what I, in my year of inspection, what I noticed was missing, we're launching some discipleship initiatives so that we can stay focused and aligned on the mission of moments that God gave Kairos Church. The first discipleship initiative is our new disciples class. I told you this is something that we started. COVID happened, it went away, and never came back. Well, it's coming back. Actually, it started today, our new discipleship class. It was we were supposed to talk about it last week. Again, Milton. Thanks, Milton. Here's the deal. Like, this is going to be a five-week class. And so if you have recently given your life to Jesus, or if you've given your life to Jesus but haven't really been discipled or don't even know what discipleship is, we want to give you a class where you can get the foundation of your faith and then grow from that. It's a five-week class. It'll be happening on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. during the 9 a.m. service. And we wanted to be able to provide that for you here on a Sunday so that you could have, you know, kid care if you needed it and go up there and do that. And here's what I want to encourage you. Like, you say, that's something I want to sign up for. That's something that I want to jump into. It's okay if you miss this week. Like, they're meeting right now. I would encourage you to sign up and go next week. We're going to give you this one time where you get to miss out on the first week, okay? And you can catch up. But I would encourage you, step into that class. We want to help you build a solid foundation for who you are as a disciple of Jesus. Second initiative is something I'm calling Kairos Moments Discipleship Track. It's really short. The KMDT, I don't know. Okay, so Kairos Moments Discipleship Track. And for 7 years, what we've done since we launched this is we've offered something every month called Moment Maker Training. We bring people in, we spend about an hour to an hour and 15 minutes sharing everything about who we are and what we believe and our values, and we encourage you and share with you about what, you know, the importance of serving and getting involved and where you can become a moment maker. And while our moment maker training has allowed us to onboard new church partners and even moment makers, I came to a realization that it was a bit lacking and helping disciple you to fully live out the three values that we're called to by Jesus. And so what we're doing is we're going to expand this. Now, really quickly, I want to give out a shout out to my moment makers. If you serve in any capacity at Kairos over the last 7 years, thank you. You are the reason why Kairos is so amazing. So I say thank you to you. If you're not a moment maker, how dare you? I'm just kidding. You can be one. I'm going to talk about that in a minute. And so what we've done is we've expanded our moment maker training into something, again, I'm calling Kairos Moments Discipleship Track, and there's four parts to this. The first part, and it'll be up on the screen, is on the first Sunday of every month after the 11 a.m. service, we're going to have something called Welcome to Kairos. It's just going to be a little meet and greet. You get to, you know, chat and meet. If you're new to the church, anyone that would be new to the church could meet the pastor, meet the staff. We're going to eat, and we're going to spend about 30 to 45 minutes just kind of sharing about who we are as a church and answering any questions that people might have. That'll be once a month. It'll be a brief little thing, and you get food. And so that's going to be awesome. And so that's just something that was a part of our Moment Maker training, but we're taking that away and just we're making it happen first month, Sunday of every month, meet and greet. The second step is our First Moments class. And this class will be a two-week class that kind of dives deeper into the three moments, the three values, as well as taking a deep dive into our 9 core values that we believe as a church and really spending time talking with you, discussing with you with what it means to be a church, to be Kairos Church, to be a part of this church. And so that will be something, again, that we do, and it'll be 2 weeks. At the end of 2 weeks, we have then tacked on what we're calling Moment Maker Training, where we actually train you to become a moment maker and walk you through all the processes that we do as well. And what I want you to know is that this is done. It is ready. You might have seen the slide that's been up. And our first moments class will take place on November 3rd. And so if you're not plugged in yet, if you've been looking to get plugged in, even if you are plugged in, you're like, you know what? I want to know a little bit more. I want to go a little bit deeper. I would encourage you to sign up for our First Moments class. And then it's the Next Moments class that comes. Again, this will be a two-week class. This one, I'm still finalizing development on this one. It should be ready by January. And this, again, will just be a little bit, diving a little bit deeper into the mission of not just Kairos Church, but the church as a whole, and how we are, you know, falling in line with the church and what we're called to be as the church and what God's called you uniquely to be within his church as well. And then the fourth and final part is our Leader Moments class. This one is still in development and will be ready by March. This will be a 6 to 8 week class that really dives into what it will mean for you to step into leadership as a follower of Jesus in any capacity, whether it's here at Kairos or also in your home or at school or in your workplace or just in your community. We want to give you leadership principles as you step into making disciples. So that's kind of a broad overview or a brief overview of what we're going to be doing over, you know, moving forward. And, you know, what I've come to realize over the years in ministry is that discipleship is a process that cannot be rushed. You can't rush it. It doesn't happen overnight. You can't do it in a week. You can't sit down 1 hour a week and say, oh, well, I've finished it. And I think within the context of church planting, which we were a church plant, and then you combine that with kind of a results-driven and immediate gratification culture, many churches, Kairos included, and many Jesus followers have tried to rush this process of discipleship, and it simply cannot be rushed. And you know, we just wrapped up a series on the 12 disciples, right? And if we learned anything from that, is that Jesus spent time with these guys every day for 3 years, discipling them. And I think what we learned about these guys is they were just messed up, right? Like they still needed help. And I think that's the reality of it. Like, man, just think about spending every day with Jesus 3 years and then going, I still don't know it. I still don't know what I need to know to be like him. And I want to continue to strive to be more like him. It is a continual process. And of course, those men and women went on to start the church, but they continue to learn and grow and become more and more like Jesus as they did. And that's what we're looking at. And so essentially, as we roll out this Kairos Moments discipleship track, it's a 10 to 12 week thing. And that might seem daunting to you. You're like, how am I ever even gonna commit to that and do that? Can I just tell you, like, while that does sound daunting, like that really just begins to scratch the surface of what it means to be discipled and to become a disciple of Jesus, because discipleship is a lifelong process. And we want to begin that process for you. And one of the greatest examples, at least what I believe is one of the greatest examples of one-on-one discipleship in the Bible, is found between the Apostle Paul and Timothy. And you see this one-on-one discipleship where he brings this young man underneath his wing and begins to mentor him and disciple him and challenge him and encourage him. You know, he wrote a whole book to him. And I want to share this with you, what he says to Timothy in 1 Timothy 3. I'm going to read 14 through 17, and then we're going to go to chapter 4 as well. It says this, "But as for you, continue in what you have learned and firmly believed. You know those who taught you, and you know that from childhood you have known the sacred scriptures, which are able to give you wisdom for salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. All scripture is inspired by God, is profitable for teaching, for rebuking, for correcting, for training in righteousness, so that the man of God may be complete and equipped for every good work." It kind of goes on and continues into chapter 4, verse 1. He says, "I solemnly charge you." Verse 2 says, "Proclaim the message. Persist in it, whether it's convenient or not. Rebuke, correct, and encourage with great patience and teaching. For a time will come when they will not tolerate sound doctrine, but according to their own desires will multiply teachers for themselves because they have an itch to hear something new. They will turn away from hearing the truth and turn aside to myths. But as for you, be serious about everything. Endure hardship. Do the work of an evangelist and fulfill your ministry." I mean, I think Paul's encouragement to Timothy is the same to you and I as Jesus followers. I believe that's why we get to read it and we get to be encouraged by it. No matter our age, because Timothy was younger, and so he's encouraging this young man of God to continue to pursue, but this, whether we're young in age or a young Christian, there's this encouragement. No matter how hard it gets, no matter how much sacrifice, no matter how much time, keep pursuing me and fulfill your ministry. Become equipped, become mature, become complete like Jesus. And that's what our hope is with our Kairos Moments Discipleship track is that we would begin this process of discipleship and help you continue to progress in your individual process of discipleship as well. We want to help you continue to become more and more like Jesus. Now, the call to live out these three moments, right? Moments with God, moments with others, moments for others. It's got to be a never-ending cycle. Has to happen every day. Not once a week, not once or twice a month, every day. And I kind of want to show you kind of what this looks like. I like using our logo for things because it's fun. So what do I have here is there's the three moments. We have three points of the triangle. And so we have moments with God. We have moments with others. We have moments for others. And so there's moments that we spend time with God. And then there's moments that we spend time with others, right? Equipping one another. And then there's moments that we go out for others where we engage those who have not yet become Jesus followers. And then you see that there's this circle that goes around it. What is it? It's continual. It's never ending. It never stops. We continue to have moments with God. We continue to have moments with others. We continue to have moments for others. And no matter how hard things get, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how tired we may feel, we just keep it going. And that's the call of discipleship. And as we do that, we become more and more like Jesus. And continuing that process, man, that happens through, you know, practices that we've already have set up in our church. So let me show you about the current processes and practices of discipleship that we have right now. It'll be up on the screen. Filling out a prayer and praise card. Right, we encourage you every week. This is a vital part of our service every single week, where we tell you, hey, make sure you're filling out a prayer card. Make sure you're letting us pray with you and pray for you and celebrate the things that God is doing in your life. We want to come alongside you. And, you know, we have many people on that team that reach out and support. Like, do you know what that is? Discipleship. It's discipleship. And then the next thing. I've already talked about it a little bit, attending cruise classes, even Brotherhood and Sisterhood, which is our ministries, once a month. Same thing here. This is discipleship taking place. It's taking time in during your week to connect with other believers so that you can continue to embrace God, so that you can continue to be filled up, so that you can continue to be encouraged, so that you can continue to react and respond to people around you when they make you mad like Jesus. And we need this in our lives. The next one, serving as a moment maker. I mean, you look through Jesus's life and what he came to do, and what did he do? He served people, right? The King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Jesus, God in flesh. He came down to serve, and that's our call as well. And as we step into serving, you know what this is? Discipleship. Discipleship. The next one. Of course, attending weekly services, Jesus came and he set up and established the local church. He sent out his men and women to become the hands and feet in every community. And attending these services is where we learn, where God sets up a man to teach the word of God so that people can be equipped and to gain knowledge and wisdom about God and draw closer to God. And so that's why it's so important that we are attending services every single week. And that's why it's important for you to get your kids in the kids ministry. That's why it's important for you to get your teens into youth ministry so that they can learn more about God and become more like him. And these are practices that we have every single week that have been going on. This is a part of our discipleship. Really quick, I want to share something about youth. I've been leading the youth now for a while, and back in August, we changed everything. And I did youth ministry for 6 years, and then I started doing it again, and I really began to look at how this was helping make disciples of the teenagers. And I don't know if this model is working. Maybe it is, and maybe it works in some context, but I look at it and I go, are we really making disciples? Are we really helping these kids connect to God? And so we changed the format. And now every month we focus on one theme, and just a couple passages of scripture, and we teach that. And then there are 2 weeks where we're split up, middle school and high school, where they spend an hour, sometimes more, in their group settings talking about this theme and learning about God and learning about scriptures. And it's so powerful and it's so cool just to sit back and hear the questions that these teens ask about scriptures And yes, they talk about some weird things too, okay? And that's okay. But all of it helps them learn and grow. And then we rolled out is this movement discipleship card program where they run through some letters. And on these cards that we've given them, there are faith habits that we're trying to teach them, where they do daily devotionals that we're giving them, where they attend service a certain amount of time, where they become moment makers and they start serving. And this is a five levels of this where they're going through this and they're getting things checked off. And again, we're starting to build these habits for them. We're starting to create discipleship within them. They have the devotionals that they can take home. It's a part of checking it off. Within their devotionals, there's a part where it's a family connection, where you can get together with them and dive into what they're learning and do something pretty cool. Here's what I'll say to you. We've started this initiative, and we've already seen the fruit of it. If you have a teen, man, first, make sure they're here for it. It's going to be so good for them. At the same time, make sure you're coming alongside them in it. Ask them about this card. We gave them to them to take home. Ask them what it is. Ask them what they're doing. Ask them how you can help. Ask them how their devotions are going. It's five devotionals that they have to do in a month. I think it's more than enough time for them to get it done. Am I right? Five devotionals. Ask them about that. Ask them about doing the family connection, which could be done over dinner with them. These things are so vital and so important. And here's why I wanted to bring that up, and I wanted to encourage you, because while the church is meant to help disciple people, what I believe is that the best form of discipleship happens within the context of your everyday moments. It's going to happen in your home. It's going to happen at your work. It's going to happen in your community with friends. The church, our role is to equip you to go out and make disciples. Discipleship doesn't happen once or twice a week for an hour. It happens during our daily interactions in those moments that we have with family or friends or coworkers, and we bring Jesus into that. Now, don't hear me out wrong, okay? I'm not saying you don't need the church. Church is important. The church is vital. But what I'm saying is you take what you learn at church and all the ways that the church has equipped you, and you go out and you make disciples. So that means, you know, come to church more. Get plugged into crews more. Get your kids and youth into their ministries. Attend brotherhood or sisterhood so that we can encourage you and equip you so that when you go out and interact with others, you will be more than prepared to confidently and boldly respond and react and tell them about Jesus. I want to share with you Ephesians 4 and Colossians 4. Here's what Ephesians 4 says. It says, let the message about the Messiah dwell richly among you, teaching and admonishing one another in all wisdom, singing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs with gratitude in your hearts to God. And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Colossians 4:5, it says, act wisely toward outsiders, making the most of every moment. Your speech should always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you should answer each person. You know, my desire as a pastor and as a church is that the message of Jesus would dwell richly among you and among us, that it would be a part of our conversations here on Sundays and during our cruise, that it'd be a part of our conversations at home around the dinner table, or when you're taking a break at work, or whatever it may be, that the message of Jesus would dwell richly among you, that we would really, really make sure that we're embracing Jesus in every moment. I want to close by issuing a challenge to you, and then I want to pray for you. But I'll ask this question. How are your moments with God? How are your moments with others? And how are your moments for others? Or I could say, how are you loving God? How are you loving others? And how are you making disciples? Do you find maybe that one area is lacking? Or that you need to step in and begin to build up another area? Man, I just encourage you, if you find yourself lacking, step into one of our current practices of discipleship. Maybe it is simply serving as a moment maker. And that would mean, hey, if you're not doing that yet, sign up for our First Moments class. Begins on November 3rd. Get plugged in. Go through that. Attend both weeks. At the end of it, do the Moment Maker training. Start serving others. Maybe that's your next step. Maybe you haven't taken a step yet to sign up for a crew or to attend one of our classes. Something's been keeping you away from it. We all have reasons. We all have excuses why not. We all also have fears that keep us away. I would encourage you, step into one of our classes, our crews. And I would encourage you as well. You know, we have brotherhood and sisterhood once a month. Once a month, every month. And I would encourage you to come. It is a great time where we get to just hang out and eat and fellowship and learn about God. And hey, I'll tell you what, this month, we have a combined brotherhood and sisterhood. If you've never been, man, make this month the month that you come. Start connecting with other people, with other Jesus followers. Make time for moments with others by getting connected in that way. Or here's something else as I kind of talk about crews and classes. Maybe you say, you know what, I feel like God is calling me to lead a crew, to lead a class. Man, go through our training. You're going to have to go through first moments, next moments, get the training, become a moment maker, start serving, and then step into that role of leading others, of making disciples. And then, if you're looking, I already mentioned this, if you're looking to get a firmer faith foundation, you're a new Jesus follower, sign up for our new disciples class, go to that. Or it could simply be committing to filling out a prayer praise card. Do that today. If you've never filled one out, here you go. You ready? You want to enter into discipleship today? Let us pray with you. It's that simple. Let us come alongside you. Share what's going on in your life. Maybe for you, it's a commitment to be more consistent with attending church instead of once or twice a month. And make a commitment today to come every week, to be filled up. Get your kids to youth every week. Make sure you're getting your kids in the class. Make that commitment. Whatever it is, I would encourage you to take a step today, a step in your discipleship process. Because here's the deal. Kairos exists for you. Everything we do, everything we offer, it's for you. We love you. And we want to see you come to know Jesus more and more. We want to see your family come to know Jesus and embrace Jesus more and more. So take a step today. Help us help you in your discipleship journey. Would you pray with me? God, it's been 7 amazing years of making disciples, of helping people embrace you. And it's one of the most rewarding things to see someone come to know you and hear about the grace and love that you have for them, and they begin to follow you with all that they are. And as they embrace you, they make moments with others and for others. God, we get to see this new life, this new purpose, this new hope, this new joy come out. God, we thank you for the many lives that have been changed already. God, we pray that as Jesus followers, those Jesus followers here today, that we would continue to strive to be more like you. Every moment, every hour, that we would include you in all that we do, in all that we are. God, we pray for these new initiatives that we're starting through the new disciples class, through our Kairos Moments discipleship track, for what you're doing in youth ministry. God, we want to be a people that hungers and thirsts for your righteousness. God, we want to be a people that dwells richly in your name, the only name, the name above all names, Jesus. Thank you for all that you've done, all that we've seen you do. God, and we're praying that we will continue to join you in the mission of Kairos to reach this community for Jesus. It's in his name that I pray. Amen.